Picture yourself on an island with 99 other people trying to kill you and the storm surrounding you.
You all have the same goal, trying to be the last one alive.
If you were in this situation, then you would be playing the game Fortnite.
Fortnite is a game that took the world by storm.
The company who made Fortnite is Epic Games.
Fortnite Save the World came out on July 25th, 2017, while Fortnite Battle Royale came on September 26th, 2017.
Fortnite is a game which consists of two game modes.
Fortnite Save the World is a co-op game in which you play against zombies and try and build a fort to fight them off.
The second game mode is Battle Royale, which got Fortnite into the trending section.
In Battle Royale, people try to survive on an island while shooting other people.
There's a wide variety of guns that people pick up to kill other people.
Also, there's a storm that closes in on the island and deals damage to players.
Four things that Fortnite has changed over the years are the map, the weapons, the gameplay, and the skins of Fortnite.
Hi, I'm Abhi Chidirupa.
And I'm Sathvik Bajanki.
This is the first episode of our podcast, Fortnite Frenzy. So, Sathvik, what's your favorite part of Fortnite?
Building. There are so many things that you can build in Fortnite. Even though the game isn't Minecraft, you can still build many things. What's your favorite part of the game?
Trick shots. Even though it may take a long time to do one, when you do one, it is so satisfying.
Preseason. Fortnite first started with Save the World. Epic Games announced Battle Royale was available for everyone who owns Save the World. The game had one game mode that was solo, and there are 18 locations on the map and 12 guns in the game. September 26, 2017, Fortnite Battle Royale was available for everyone to play. Supply drops were added at this time. October 4, 2017, Duos was added to the game. October 12th, stats were added and added names to a bunch of unnamed locations on the map. Season 1 officially began on October 26th. With this, Epic Games added leaderboard, season level, voice chat, the locker, and auto pickup. November 8, 2017, Fortnite hits 20 million players.
This is when Fortnite started to develop its popularity, right?
Right. They added the seasonal shop and the bush. Start of December was when all the pro players started emerging. December 7, 2017 is when we saw a new inventory, a huge improvement to graphics and frame rate, and the very first LTM, limited time mode, 50v50. Season 2 was officially released on December 14, 2017.
At this time, people were actually excited for the new season because of the amount of things they did to Season 1.
There was the very first Battle Pass added, and there was a Christmas theme going around Fortnite. On January 18, 2018, Epic launches an update that will change Fortnite forever. 10 new locations were added to the game, friendly fire was disabled, sniper shots showed the amount of distance you hit them from, and huge improvements were made to the overall graphics of the game. At this time, Ninja also hit 1 million followers on Twitch. February 3rd to 4th, 2018, Fortnite had a 24-hour period where the servers were completely done, shut down. This is known as the blackout to all gamers. Epic hit 3.4 million players playing at once, and the servers crashed. On February 22nd, 2018, Season 3 began, and this is the season of Fortnite where the game was at its peak. New Battle Pass, Turbo Building, Automatic Material Switching, and Structures Through Environmental was added. Double Pump was also removed due to it being too OP. February 28th, 2018, a new location was added and a new gun. March 15, 2018, Loot Llamas were added, which gave you 500 materials of resources and a ton of ammo. April 4th was when vending machines were added, first shot accuracy and fall damage was added. April 10, 2018, Ninja became the biggest streamer on Twitch while he hopped into a game of Fortnite with the famous rapper no other than Drake. April 18th is when mysterious meteors started falling from the sky and landing on the island.
Because of the meteorites falling on Fortnite, Epic Games made a new era of Fortnite, where mystery was involved with the new seasons of Fortnite.
Epic wanted the players of Fortnite not only to play it, but to talk about the game. On May 1st, 2018, Season 4 has begun and brought bring with it was a bunch of huge changes. A giant meteor hits the island that came from the sky, forever changing the Fortnite map. There was a superhero-themed battle pass that was introduced, and they brought the first progressive skins to the game. Dusty Depot turned into Dusty Divot because the meteor hit it. Hop Rocks were added for mobility, and 5 new locations were added. May 8, 2018 is when the Infinity Gauntlet at LTM was added. This is a huge crossover between Fortnite and Avengers.
Because so many people liked Avengers and so many people liked Fortnite, this led to people talking about the game even more.
This LTM was released around the time Infinity War was released. May 22nd, 2018, Epic announces to contribute $100 million to competitive Fortnite. May 30th, 2018, the first vehicle was added to the Fortnite, and that is the shopping cart. June 5th, 2018, bouncers were added. There was a huge nerf to shotguns, and loot llamas were reduced to 200 of every match. June 12th, 2018, the thermoscoped AR was added to the game, including a new location to the map. Switch was also released for Battle Royale. June 14, 2018, the Blockbuster skin was revealed, and he is a huge part of the storyline for Season 4. June 30, 2018, a rocket was set off by the Blockbuster skin, which attempts to blow up Tilted Towers, but is teleported by the rifts in the air.
This setting off the rocket led to more mystery in Fortnite, which is what Epic Games wanted ultimately.
The missile ultimately rigged out of the universe, and a giant rift is left in the sky. July 3rd, playground mode was added back due to some problems at the other time, and the drum gun was added, making it the best weapon in the game. On July 12th was when Season 5 is released. 4 locations were removed, a location is updated, and a huge update was made to the map. New desert theme was added to the southeastern part of the map too. Golf carts and rifts were added to improve mobility. The storm was changed so that it can actually shift in random direction, and an 8 million 8-week tournament known as the Summer Skirmish began. July 19, 2018, a man named Chaffadoodle is trapped at the bottom of a cliff. Muzok, a YouTuber, tries to save him, but he is unsuccessful. He gets to the bottom, but he knocks off the guy with the golf cart. Epic saw this and even has a grave at the bottom of the cliff. July 14th, the new compact SMG was added, soon to be very OP, and Fortnite celebrates 1 year of Save the World. August 15th, the heavy sniper is added and soon became a must be in everybody's inventory. August 23rd, as the rift in the sky became smaller, and finally, as it closes, it brings a giant cube onto the Fortnite island with a lightning bolt. Throughout the next weeks, the cube was going around the map, placing around runes on the map. The last destination of the cube is Loot Lake, and it sank into the lake and created a huge bouncer. And this is how Season 5 ended and how Season 6 started. The information that you just heard on Fortnite history is by the YouTube channel The Smith Plays. He has many Fortnite videos that you can check out and watch. The information you're about to hear is from the Fortnite patch notes themselves. On September 27th, Season 6 has begun. There's a new battle pass, and the theme of the season is darkness. Pets, shadow stones, lobby music, and a few new locations were added. Some of the new locations that were added was the castle and a floating island that is controlled by the cube. Loot Lake also has a hole in it. There were also a bunch of weapons that were removed. October 16, 2018, the third vehicle was added to the game, and that is the Quad Crasher. October 23, 2018, Fort Nightmares has started. 2 guns were added to the game, and the cube broke the Loot Lake Island, making it float in the air. Glider Deploy was added to the game, and this changed the way you play Fortnite. This event also brought in challenges you can do to get yourself an awesome glider. This event also led to the biggest event in Fortnite history. November 27, 2018, the Epic and Legendary Pump Shotgun was added, and they're the most OP thing ever. Not more OP than the drum gun though. They also made a huge improvement to all pump shotguns. Season Season 7 began on December 6, 2018. An iceberg collides with the Fortnite Island and turns the southwestern area of the map into a snowy biome. Two locations were removed from the map, but four new ones were added. There was also a winter theme going around the Fortnite map. There was another battle pass, and there were so many cool rewards you can earn in it, like weapon skins. Planes were also added to the game, but people were not happy about this. Creative mode was added, and it was pretty much your own island. You could do whatever you want on it. 6 items/weapons were removed with this update too. Zip lines were also added to make mobility around the map easier. December 11, 2018 was when the Infinity Blade was added, but it was soon removed because it just didn't fit in and it was too OP. December 18, 2018, the 14 days of Fortnite event began. Many things were added, like the suppressed sniper, sneaky snowman, and the boombox were added in this event. February 19, 2019, a new weapon was added and a new vehicle was added, and that is the Driftboard. This is the best vehicle so far. Season 8 began on February 28th. There is another battle pass and a new cannon is added. 5 items are voted and many are updated. 3 new locations were added and many were removed. They added party assist to where you can ask your teammates to help you on challenges, and volcano events were added where you can use them to launch yourself and redeploy your glider. March 12th is when the baller vehicle is added. The boombo was added to the game on April 2nd. April 10th is when reboot bands were added, and they made sure that if your teammate died, you can bring them back alive to help you throughout the rest of the game. On April 25th, there is another crossover between Fortnite and Avengers, and Epic releases an endgame LTM along with challenges that you can complete to get yourself the Quinjet glider.
And now that we're done talking about how Fortnite has changed over the years, we're now introducing our good friend Socket Bajinki.
Hi everyone!
Another question that people have about Fortnite is why the game is so popular in children.
Correct. This question is very popular among adults due to them being worried for their children.
Fortnite is very popular in children due to Fortnite being a video game.
Wait, really?
Yeah. When someone plays a video game, the game is like a drug. Dopamine is a chemical that shows how much happiness a person has. The more pleasure that someone has, the more dopamine a person has. And the more dopamine a person has, the more addiction a person has. When someone plays video games, people's dopamine increases, causing the person to be addicted to the game. Addiction leads to people talking about the game and watching the game. When people talk about the game, that leads to more people talking about the game, leading to mass amounts of addiction in children, including Socket. All of this information comes from the website Psychology Today.
Another reason that Fortnite is so popular in children is because it is so super fun.
Popular questions out there now on Fortnite is how did Fortnite change from being a small play game to a worldwide phenomenon?
Fortnite has grown a lot of popularity.
Yeah, especially since it was such a small game. One reason why Fortnite became a worldwide phenomenon is because of the addition of Battle Royale. Before Battle Royale came out, much of the concept of Fortnite was Save the World. Save the World was fun, but it lacked the ability to play against other people in a Hunger Game-based mode. Battle Royale, on the other hand, provided these things. Save the World can get boring easily since there's a limited amount of stuff in the game to do. Doing the same thing over and over, like killing zombies, can get boring, but not in Battle Royale. In Battle Royale, each game is unique. Since there are at least 70 players which play against you on an island, there are many different choices that a player makes. Because of this, more people started to play.
Another reason it changed to become more popular is because of the different modes and weekly updates that Fortnite provides.
For once, Socket is right.
That mean don't be bullyism.
The different game modes make the game change each time.
All of this information came from the Polygon article, Why is Fortnite Battle Royale so wildly popular?
One question that many people have about Fortnite is why did Epic Games make it? Epic Games made Fortnite after Gears of War. Gears of War was a popular game, but Epic thought that the game was too bloody, dark, and depressing. Epic wanted to make a game that had to do with shooting, but they didn't want to have the dark atmosphere. The result was Fortnite. Fortnite was a huge success after a few years. Another reason why Epic Games made Fortnite is because Epic thought that Gears of War wasn't going to do well in the future. Epic Games made a new game because of that. That game was Fortnite. After Fortnite became a huge success, Epic thought it would have the freedom to make Gears of War 4 and 5, so they did.
Thank you for being on the show with us, Socket.
Thank you, it was great.
The map, the weapons, the gameplay, and the skins are four things that Fortnite has changed over the years.
If people don't know about the history of Fortnite, then they'll have trouble in the future playing the game. If people who play Fortnite understand the past of Fortnite, then they'll have a better understanding of the future of Fortnite. The nerfs and updates that happened in the past can lead to similar updates in the future. Fortnite is a game that is very fun all around the world, so people should be able to play it well. Knowing about the past of this game can lead to people playing this game well. Again, I'm Abhi Chidarupa.
And I'm Satvik Bajenki.
Thank you for listening to the first episode of our podcast, Fortnite Frenzy.